Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is to be a 49-yard field goal attempt. Mason Crosby, career-long 58, as Larry mentioned. 53 the long this season. Hunter Bradley on the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here's the snap, placement, kick end over end to the uprights. And it is no good.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no.
Oh,
the Arizona Cardinals have defeated the Green Bay Packers 20-17. Oh, my.
Oh. That's enough to make you sick.
Is that the winning call or the losing call?
That's the losing call. That is excellent. That's a great call.
His eyes are closed.
Oh, my.
Oh.
It could almost be the Cardinals' call. It's like, what's the world coming to? We're winning games?
I mean, beating the Packers in Green Bay? Oh. I mean, good for our team and everything, but come on. For the state of football, this isn't good.
They went in there and fired him after the game ended.
Yeah. Well, can I come back tomorrow?
They walked said, you know what?
No.
That's enough of this.
Empty WB Mason box right there. Pick it up.
A banker's box?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Fill it up.
Whatever you can fit in there, you can take with you.
Right. We'll have somebody else bring the rest of your crap tomorrow. Or, I don't know, next week, something. Don't worry about it.
Box it up, Chief. You're done.
You knew it was coming. I just thought it would happen at the end of the year. I never thought it would happen in season. You look at all the good quarterbacks in the league. What are they tied to? Head coaches that have tenure. You need to have a good quarterback in this league to sort of be there and extend it. You look at a guy like Mike Tomlin. We sit here and poke fun at Mike Tomlin, but I mean, you have Ben Roethlisberger all those years. There's stability there. Drew Brees, Sean Payton. How long would Sean Payton be there if he didn't have Drew Brees? How long would Mike McCarthy have actually coached in this league as a head coach if he didn't have Aaron Rodgers? I know we said, well, why don't Rodgers get some of the blame? But at times, Rodgers, when he's on his game and playing great, he carries that team. Team goes as Aaron goes. I just never understood the red zone offense. He's always staring at his play sheet. He and Andy Reid remind me a lot of each other. They sit there and all they do is just stare at their play sheet the whole game. Instead of, you watch Belichick, cross your arms, put your headset on, write this down, Steve. You know, or Brian.
Tackle.
Brian, write this down.
Tackling.
You sit there and you actually know that, okay, we got a challenge here. Am I talking to somebody? Should I go for the sock? See Bill's socks too? They stay up, man. Nice socks. Good strength in it. Good elasticity in those socks.
I want a quality sock that will stay at my foot.
It's never down. It's always up, man. Like, my socks fall down. They're always down, going down around the ankles.
Is that right?
That's some good socks he has. What kinds he have?
Probably just gets a fresh pair.
Do you think they
day.
Charge him? I don't think so. They just try to charge us $2.
Takes them off and throws them away.
$2.
Back in the day.
NFL players.
Yep.
They charge you $2
well,
for
you a pair of
socks
already this week. And if you go back and you keep asking for the new pairs, you always want the new pairs because they stay up. Old pairs fall down. They lose their elasticity once you watch them. So, yeah.
Good
two
talk.
Good sock talk.
Good sock talk. What else do they charge you for?
Shirts, shorts. How about the Patriots now? They're giving away those orange neon. They're making them wear those ugly shorts because
they keep stealing
how
gray
nice
ones.
Well, everyone just takes them home.
I love the blue and white ones that they had in camp. Remember, I even talked about them in camp. Like, wow, these shorts are nice. We got to get ourselves some of these. I guess the guys are taking them and wearing them at home. Nice sleeping pajamas. Never buy anything when you're a player.
So they made them a hideous
never
orange
go on,
color
buy
so
them.
They won't
now,
take them
I'm
home.
I'm going to take the T-shirts. I'm going to take the shorts. Take them home and you wear them around the house. You don't do
now,
laundry.
If they're comfortable and you wear them around the house, what is the orange going to stop you from doing? Like, if they're comfortable shorts and you're just wearing them home.
They're ugly as hell.
Who cares?
Because the other ones were cool. I mean, I think the other ones, you take them and you wear them out.
Well, you can spot them as the guys are, like, coming back into the facility. It's like, hey! I know those.
No, try to head to the door. Where are you going? Those? No orange shorts. Leave the facility. I saw you wearing your shorts home. Easy to catch on camera.
Yeah.
Before you build them for another pair of orange shorts. That's ridiculous that they made you pay for socks.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they're coming out of your check.
What a different time.
Yep, I remember going down with the Dolphins, man. You're eating a great spread. It's breakfast. If you go in there and you partake of it, that's $8. They take it right away from you. Like, what do you mean you take it out of my check? I thought it was free. No. Pay for it.
It's not still that way, is it?
Probably is down. Every team's different. Patriots, I'm walking out yesterday. Look at their protein bar where they make all the things. He goes, every single guy has a different mix of what they take.
All the different powders.
It's so high end. And you have to know with all the rules and all the league rules as to what can and can't be in a creatine powder, or you're getting the wrong stuff. Everything's got to be approved through the league, and everything is so structured.
Well, now they have an approved vendor.
Yeah.
They buy it all from.
That's what you do.
From the league.
Yep. Crazy, man. We didn't have that stuff.
I believe it's Gatorade.
Probably.
Is the vendor.
Yep.
I think. Isn't that it, Jim?
A lot of G2
stuff. All the supplements have to come through Gatorade now? Is that the NFL's deal? I think it's Gatorade.
It's what sources tells.
Yeah, sources. Sources tell Zolak and Bertrand. Mm. It's Gatorade.
This was a while ago, though. I don't know if it's still in effect.
Yeah, but they've gone to a system where they want all the supplements bought from the same place.
Right.
Is what they want. But Mike McCarthy fired after the game. He didn't see it coming, according to Adam Schefter. They
probably
walked
not.
In
I think
and they said,
end of the
you're
year,
out.
I think he'd see it coming. But in season, especially at home, you're playing at home. Oof. What if you lost that game on the road? You fire him there and not let him get on the plane?
No, you'd let him get back and you'd fire him on Monday.
You fire him Monday. Yep. Black Monday. We have that fun at the end of every NFL season where seven guys are going to get popped today.
I'm going to assume that the Packers are not having practice today. They gave the players a day off. Do you think
that'd be nice.
Right?
Yeah, get away from it.
Yeah, you know what?
Your mind off
football. This is about to be a mess. So why don't you take the day off while Coach cleans out and we sort of transition into the next staff of the temporary staff,
terrible.
Joe Philbin.
Terrible.
Joe Philbin.
Joe Philbin said, I'll light the room up when you come in. We're going to play some defense here. How are you guys doing today? Remember that Hard Knocks, how bad it was?
I do.
Ocho Cinco, the one? Oh, it was terrible.
Remember that? He spent 4 years there, or three and a half when he got he got fired in season, didn't
Made
he?
A lot of money there, man.
They always do. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to some of your calls and thoughts on the Patriots win. I am going to get to those small pieces of defensive information on the Patriots and how they stack up. Let's go to Walt in Worcester. He had something on Tom
hey,
Brady.
Yeah. Yeah. How you guys doing today?
Good. Great.
Hey, so I'm watching the game, and unusual, in the second half, they have the camera angle coming down right into the huddle, so you see Brady's face. And on two successive plays, he starts to call out the offensive call, and they cut away from it. They go to a different camera angle. What's strange about this is the very next play, they've got audio as well. And you hear Brady, and you're looking right at his face. He's just like either jet right, quick right, something fast right like that. And they went away from it right away and immediately walks up to the, you know, to the huddle, excuse me, up to the line of scrimmage, tries to throw a quick right pass to Edelman, and is jumped for an interception. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, he got croaked from behind. Harrison Smith came on a blitz, hit Brady, and that's why the ball ends up tailing inside.
But did you guys see that? I mean, I don't normally see or hear that they're giving the offensive play or call or direction.
Yeah, I'm calling a game for radio, so I don't see or hear any of that. I don't know if you guys.
I don't think that could have impacted the play in real time, though.
They don't do that. They don't let you hear the call.
No, even if it did, even if it was on the TV broadcast, I don't believe that could have impacted things in real time.
No.
To lead to the pick.
No. No, Brady got hit from behind. Ball went inside.
The coaches heard it and relayed it to the guys
and they knew what was happening.
And he communicated to the rest of the defense all in like that time.
In a matter of what, 10 seconds?
Maybe they just heard Brady say it like 10 feet away.
Maybe that's possible. Maybe they just made a play.
But even, no. Even if you're,
maybe the defensive lineman
even
said,
if,
oh,
even if you're
they
calling
just
a pass
this.
Play, you don't say, we're throwing it to Edelman here. You know what I mean? You're putting four people in route and the read takes you to wherever you want to throw it. Even if you call the damn play, give them the whole play. You don't know where you're going with the ball.
Yeah, but jet right just means like jet motion, right?
Yeah, jet. It could be formation. Here's our formation, jet right.
Okay.
Yeah.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. Some great defensive nuggets on the Patriots defense.
Ooh.
And where they sort of stack up, where you are in the secondary, where you are up front, how some individual players have graded out over the course of the season. You might be surprised by some of it. You may not be. Stephon Gilmore's had a great year.
Yeah, we know that.
We all know that. Maybe you don't know how great of a year some other guys have had.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Based on some of the ratings in some of the analysis.
They're saying we got some good defensive numbers.
By some folks at Pro Football Focus. We'll tell you what those numbers are coming up after the action update. Brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. The only places in New England you can legally bet on sports. Powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
Here's the action update. And also check out the Over Under 98.5 podcast on our 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
After opening 7, the Philadelphia Eagles find themselves 6-point favorites tonight for their game at home against the Washington Redskins. The over-under has moved up to 45. Early lines from the Westgate here in Las Vegas on the college football semifinals at the end of the month. Alabama is favored by 14 against Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Clemson, 11 versus Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Bama is minus 225 to win the championship. On Saturday in Philadelphia, Army is a 7-point favorite over Navy. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your action update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Lolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Murray to the right of Cousins, extending the hands, taking the snap. Looks to his right. Under pressure, drilled as he throws. Yeah. Incomplete. Buried by Kyle Van Noy, right up the gut, into the midsection of the quarterback.
That's the way you hit the quarterback. You get one step, that's it. Because after that, you got to back off. But it's Kyle Van Noy in a loop blitz to the outside. Squares up, and it's a clean hit. Uses the shoulder. He doesn't take the weight and throw it on him. You got Kirk Cousins rattled here a little bit. That's a good thing.
Kirk Cousins a little bit rattled by that Patriots defense. Yeah.
You know what? That's just good physical, clean hits they had yesterday. All legal. I mean, there's a way you can play defense, play with an edge, get your point across without being dirty. I mean, some teams are dirty. They're not a dirty team.
Some of the ratings as it relates to Pro Football Focus.
Sorry about that. My mouth was burning.
Got a little bit of that hot sauce.
I wasn't kicked in.
No, not the sweet sauce. You get the hot.
I forget. Got the big one.
The hot barbecue?
Yeah, I'm doing the hot too. Hot.
You spicy. Know what I do with the hot one? I take that and I throw it right in the barrel. And go, where's the other one?
I didn't know that one was hot.
Yeah, the regular one's got a bit of a kick anyway, so it's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, Stephon Gilmore is now ranked as the number one cornerback in the NFL by Pro Football Focus. Ooh. With an elite rating of 89.3. On their scale.
That's a good cornerback rating from Pro Football Focus.
To be number one in the league?
Yes. I mean, I don't know what the 89.3 means, but...
Over the years, when we've looked at this list, it's pretty much represented who the best corners are.
Right.
And who's having the best years. They do a good job.
It really works. Come on in.
I mean, listen, it's just one rating and one team of football analysts' opinion, so it doesn't mean anything other than, it's pretty good. He's being recognized by people who are watching a lot of film as being the best out there right now.
Right.
Put some stock in it. You okay?
Great.
Okay.
If they say to do, not drink water, drink milk.
Yeah, it's milk or eat bread.
Water spreads in your mouth.
Eat some bread.
Right.
Where do you think Jason McCourty ranks in the NFL?
Oh,
I mean, how would you know, right? You think,
top 20?
Top 20 somewhere, yeah.
And if he was number 20 in the league.
64 starting cornerbacks in the NFL, right?
Right, I would say he's top third.
If he was a top third guy, wouldn't you be like thrilled with, okay, you're a top third guy. Oh, that's God, great. Yeah. How could you ask for better than that?
He's in the top 21.
Yeah.
25. Even if he was top in the middle 25. Third, wouldn't
top
you
25.
Be, you know, you just don't want to be in that bottom third, I think.
Right.
Even if you're somewhere in the middle, if you're ranked 30th in the league, that's fine. Yeah. It's not your first corner, it's your second corner.
Yeah, especially if you're playing opposite the best corner, you're going to have more targets. So, I think middle third would be a reasonable.
You'll see this throughout the league where you'll pay a lot for one guy and he'll be ranked in the top five or so, and then you get a big drop off to your number two guy and it kind of middles it out for you.
They currently have Jason McCourty as the 7th best corner in the NFL.
Wow.
Wow. Good for him.
Okay.
That is excellent.
Do you believe that?
That's.
It seems high, but I can't say that I've got any ground to stand on. I'm not watching
him
breaking down
all
11 tape on corners in the league the way these guys are.
Missed a tackle. He hasn't missed any tackles.
Number 7 overall in the NFL. Number 7. That's an excellent, excellent rating for him. 7th in the league. 83.4 is his rating. Trey Flowers, in terms of edge defenders, is tied with Cameron Jordan. They are currently tied for 3rd in the NFL among edge defenders. We spent some time pregame yesterday talking with Jeff Howe of The Athletic, and he said, you know, in tracking pressures and disruptions, that Trey Flowers last week had one of the best games he'd ever watched on tape of an edge defender for the Patriots. Currently ranked 3rd. Von Miller is 2nd at 89.9, and the rating for Flowers was 89.7. So you can say the season that Trey Flowers is having is on par with what Von Miller is doing. And Von Miller is an instant, instantly recognized name as being a premier player in this league, guy who's paid a lot of money. That is not going to help the Patriots in trying to re-sign Trey Flowers. That is going to be something that gets in the way because he is going to get a lot of money. He is going to get paid. It's going to be hard to bring him back. 617-779-0985. There's also one other offensive rating out there that's notable. Shaq Mason, now the number one guard in the league, has a grade of 80.3, and that's where he stands, number one guard.
Tell you what, Joe Tooney's not far behind, man. Tooney's having a good year. Really is. Remember last year when he could always have that false starter holding call? Every game, good for a Tooney penalty. Now, he was a young buck then, but developing into a nice pro. Nice pro to counter opposite that guy right there, Shaq Mason, who's getting paid like it.
Chris is in Plainville. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hey, the apple doesn't fall too far from the Belichick tree, huh? Steven, isn't he the defensive back coach?
Yes, he is.
So that helps him out a little bit. And,
yeah.
Well, whatever. I just got the top.
Hey, your kid got his haircut before me.
I heard. Hey. He came home and he's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah.
Sitting there and his kid, Chris's son, asked haircut. And he's like, yeah, I'm Chris from Plainville's kid. I said, not the Christian Pringle.
I don't think he would have said that. Someone had to have brought it.
Well, they kind of provoked him, but he put two and two together here.
He's a good kid. He's a bit the
nice kid. Very nice.
Anyway, Joe, I do think you're right with the conspiracy theory, and I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory. I think the annual march to break up the band for the Patriots has started with, McDaniels and the scrutiny and, you know, he's going here, he's leaving.
It's a high-end problem that you have every year. That's what it is. It's that time of year.
Wait until you see what they're going to do with Gordon over the next 6-7 weeks. They're going to know what time this guy is going to the bathroom. There's going to be cameras everywhere on this cat. They're just waiting for him to slip up.
Well,
but
that's what we worry about.
Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
No, that's what we worry about. You know, where you got to count on him and he's not there.
Exactly. Hey, Odell Beckham said don't question his manhood. Well, no need to question it.
He's a tool.
He turtled. He absolutely turtled. He wanted 0.0 part of that onside kick. That was absolutely ridiculous.
Typical high-end finesse soft type receiver that wants all the attention, wants to be the tough guy, but never can be the tough guy. He's a phenomenal talent. He catches everything.
That will be his last time on special teams, I guarantee you.
Oh yeah, that's another point that's not even brought up. What is he doing out there on this?
The hands team.
Yeah. So
you put your best hands out
there. Yeah, but the play, I mean, I know they call it the hands team. But you have to be willing to stick your nose in there.
You got to have a set of balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just about having good hands. It's about having good hands and usually, being willing to get in there.
Usually put the wackos up front because they're going to, it's like you send the Marines in there. And they take that first wall, take the first hit. It's sacrifice, man.
I think it's Troy Brown when I think of hands team.
Yep.
Gritty, ballsy, tough guy who is obviously.
Key spot. You want him catching the ball.
Kevin Falk, like James White. Those guys should be on your hands team. Gronkowski, put those guys all out there. Yeah.
If you were to put Julian Edelman in the spot that Odell Beckham Jr. was in yesterday, you think Julian Edelman would pause?
No.
And be afraid to stick his...
Go in there and just...
You know, face right into that? No. Absolutely not. Edelman would be right in there.
He'd go
diving headfirst right into that mess to take any hit that he needed to take to come up with that ball. So you can question Odell Beckham Jr. all you want after that yesterday. That was
manhood.
Awful.
Takes it to them. Why? What are you doing taking it to question my manliness? What are you?
Yeah.
I question your smarts, your football IQ, your football acumen.
Speaking of Edelman, here's Johnny in the car on Julian Edelman. Hi, Johnny.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, bud?
What's up?
How we doing?
Good.
Hey. So, obviously, the Pats' offense is obviously a little different this year than last year. Not as efficient. You know, a lot of third down issues. But what's up with Edelman, though? Is it just being out all last year and then the first four games this year? I mean, he just seems off.
He's a little banged up. I think he's fighting through some things. And, you know, you miss a month there and you get up and running. He's going to be hitting his stride here, I think, in the next week or two, I hope. The return game has been really good for him. I thought he gave you a little pop in the punt return game yesterday. And that seems like to what you're talking about, that straight ahead stuff, right?
Yeah, right. I just feel like he's him and Brady have always been on the same page.
Yeah.
They haven't been.
They're there, but I just think his foot's bugging him. I think the foot and the heel are, you know, the ankle are bugging him where he can't, you know, plant and explode off that left side.
What's up with the hand? I mean, he has great hands, and this year he's dropped so many gimme passes. He had that one yesterday. And he
third down plays, that are you talking about?
Yeah. Third down. Just drop. Like, he's done that a ton this year.
So I didn't think that was a great pass. And
no, that was a good ball.
No, it wasn't.
The third down out.
The ball was there, but the did you see the throw itself? It was a paint can type of throw. The thing was all over the place.
Shot put it? Yeah.
It wasn't shot put it, but it was.
Both hands being there and the ball threw him.
Edelman reached with his right hand and hit right off his hand. So I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the ball wasn't there and he wasn't there, but it was not the throw itself was a weird throw.
Yeah.
The ball like fluttered out of his hand.
Could slip. Yeah.
It did. I think it did. I think the ball slipped as he was throwing it.
Yeah. But I just think, you know, Edelman also senses this and wants to do more and knows he should do more. Sometimes you squeeze a little more, you're trying too hard, you're trying to make a great play every time instead of just being productive, catching it, getting your head down, get the first down, get up, signal first down, let's go. Let's rack it up again. You know, he wants to do more. There's no doubt about it. He wants to explode. So I just think he's fighting through something. He's not 100% healthy.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Good job, Patrick Chung.
And Thielen is yelling at Belichick, and now Thielen is yelling at Kyle Van Noy.
Scoreboard,
what's he talking about with the head coach of the Patriots?
New England is challenging all he's done the field of a first down.
How many games have we called this year? I'll take all those receivers over Thielen's... this guy. This guy hasn't done anything today.
Yeah, obviously I got to keep my cool. You know, he's got a lot of respect for him and what he's done, and I can't lose it like that. But I just thought it was interesting timing for a guy to go down when it was a close play that could have been reviewed.
Prior to the second challenge, when you and Adam Thielen, the competitiveness there, is that just two competitive people exchanging holiday greetings?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's now time to see who we should reward for their performance in yesterday's game, brought to you by Coors Light. Reward yourself and enjoy the game with an ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light, proud sponsor of the Patriots Radio Network. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
You had a nice, interesting little Pro Football Focus stat. A cornerback that was ranked not number one, but number seven.
I did.
Jason McCourty. I'm awarding him because he shut Thielen's ass down. Locked his ass up all day long. What did Thielen do in that game when they checked the zone down in the downside the red zone? Now, they shuffled through, and he went over the top, ran a great route. Thielen ran a great route on his touchdown. And it was a good throw by Cousins, but that's two guys making a play. But for the most part, the 99% of the rest of the time, Jason McCourty locked him up. Non-factor. Like, I'm sitting here and telling you, at the end of August, watching this guy, Jason McCourty, play safety in a preseason game. Preseason game number four. And I told you he was going to shut down Thielen. In week, 12? You would have said, you're crazy. You're insane. He won't even be on a team. He's damn good number two corner opposite Gilmore. It's allowing you to shuffle other guys in and experiment with guys like J.C. Jackson and company.
Cook back in the lineup to his left. Three to the right. Diggs to the left. Cousins takes the snap. Late pressure. Throw down the middle. Drop by Thielen.
Yeah, Thielen.
In and out of his hands. Crossing to the near sideline. Trailed by Jason McCourty.
Open field drop.
right there. Good throw under duress by Kirk Cousins. Drop by Thielen.
So every team you've seen so far this season, though, every one of their receivers you would take over Thielen.
That was he the moment comment. I love Thielen.
He's still pretty good. He's pretty good.
But you know what he did yesterday? He bitched during every TV timeout. To the one point where he was complaining so much to the side judge, he requested the guys under the goalpost come. And they both actually ran 40 yards to talk to him.
I saw that and heard you talking about it, how the rest of the offense is kind of gathering around.
They're all getting ready for the next series. Right. We're making adjustments.
And he's out
Thielen's
there.
Thielen's 20 yards on the field bitching.
Yeah, having a conference.
About a call three snaps prior. Or no call. Like, wow.
Adam Thielen, 98 catches this season. Nine touchdowns.
Nine.
1,166 yards receiving to this point.
Did you watch that offense yesterday and think, just how do you get to these numbers?
He's had nine games of 100 yards receiving or more.
You know how to get to the numbers?
And so saying he'll take anybody ahead of that guy. I'll take anybody but him.
From a competitor standpoint, I don't know. Just a lot of bitching.
You don't. I'm sorry. You don't have a season like that because you're not competitive.
No. I'm just saying you can sit there and you bitch all day to refs and it just turns you off. Was the Patriots defense that good yesterday? See, there's part of this too. Like they have a bad day or they didn't show up, or that's a high flying, high functioning offense that you kicked their ass. You shut them down. You did what it did. There was no smoke and mirrors yesterday. That pressure was real. The coverage was real. The disguising of blitzes and confusing that quarterback that makes $30 million was real. He was not seeing things well. He was looking for the rush after the second series.
But the dust-up between him and Belichick, that was interesting. That was compelling.
Well, he was screaming at the ref to get Chung for unsportsmanlike conduct because he's faking
an
injury.
So you get one shot at finding out something, anything about it, and you're probably not. And I love Mike Reese. It's great. But when you ask the question, and he immediately let him off the hook with the question, well, that kills it, and now it's never going to be spoken of again.
I see you criticizing Reese.
He deserves a little bit of criticism for the way he asked that question. Hey, can we hear it again, Jim? Do you have it right there? He got
stuffed on a 1,000-yarder, too, to Belichick. Like, yeah, it's a big one for us. Put a lot into that one.
But that's like a...
I care a lot about that one.
A throwaway at the end. But this was a legitimate moment in the game.
Yeah.
You've got the head coach jawing with an opposing wide receiver.
Right. I would have asked this. What prompted you to tell him to shut the bleep up, coach?
What did Thielen say to you? I forget about what you said.
I think we all know.
What did Thielen say to you?
Right.
But instead, Reese says, what was that? Just you guys were just exchanging Christmas pleasantries, right?
Bingo.
Yep.
Right.
Right. Right. Damn. Just ask the question.
That time of year.
Bill, prior to the second challenge, when you and Adam Thielen, the competitiveness there, is that just two competitive people exchanging holiday greetings?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
There goes that.
Now we'll never talk about it again.
You hear me laughing?
Thank you. Right. Are you going to get anything from Belichick on that?
No.
Almost certainly not. Almost.
Definitely not.
Will you get anything from him by asking it that way?
No.
Certainly 100% no. Now it's done. And you can't ask a follow-up and nobody else can either.
Mike is in Atlanta today. He's got some thoughts on Tom Brady. Mike.
Pick Mike.
2 points. One, I thought Brady looked probably the most comfortable he's been in the pocket all year yesterday, aside from the interception. I thought he went through his reads pretty well. Number two, going back to the Mike McCarthy thing, do you think Aaron Rodgers is making bad decisions on purpose?
No.
Because that 49-yarder, like there, he had enough time to throw a simple out route, you know, gain 5-10 right. yards and not have his kicker have to make a 50-yarder to tie. Instead, he takes a shot at the end zone trying to play hero ball. Do you think he's kind of setting up situations to say, I'm going to make this throw. If it works, I look great.
No.
If it doesn't work, McCarthy looks awful.
I understand why you're asking it. I think what you've allowed there is that culture. It's been tolerated, so that is what they are now offensively, that Aaron's going to – be a gambler, and he's going to do what he wants to do because you know why? We don't come to the sideline and we don't correct it. and we don't coach it up. I said this during the Packer game. I was horrified that there's no contact between the coordinator or him or picking up the phone or Aaron comes over, puts on the jacket, puts the hat on, stretches, sits on the bench.
I was going to say.
By himself.
No, I don't think he did that despite his coach. He just did that because that's who he is.
There's Brady. There's McDaniels. There's what's the kid? Danny Etling over his shoulder writing down what they're saying. There's Hoyer that flips the bucket upside down, pulls the cool over, and sits right in the front. And it is just nonstop in between series. Going over the surface, going over the surface. What do you see here? What do you want to do? Here's what we're going to do. It was interesting after that one where direct snap to James White. Brady goes right to the sideline, and he and Belichick, right at the 50. They're just, Tom takes the helmet off, and he's telling him something. I don't know what it was. But, like, after the end of the game, Brady, boom, hightails her. He didn't even come over to shake hands. Took the helmet off, snapped it, killed it, right in the locker room.
Post-game, and then right to the podium.
Post-game, stripped it down, throw on a sweatshirt, pair of jeans, sneakers. I'm up here. Let's go. We're going to be quick. He was pissed about something. I think he was pissed at the refereeing. I think he was pissed they left plays out there. That's a good sign. I'm telling you, that's a good sign. You're in December. You just beat a good football team by two touchdowns, and your quarterback in 19 years, he's not complacent. He's still pissed off because you didn't play your best. He didn't play his best. He didn't think the offense played their best. That's good. You got a shot, boys. We got a shot. See what happens.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I miss when we tape those.
Oh, me too.
That's
a great, that was a great way to start.
You're growing that beard still, huh?
I actually trimmed it up a little bit. I took it down a little bit lengthwise.
What do you trim that thing with? A weed whacker?
Yeah, a stick of butter. What do you think?
A beard trimmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, can we start?
Yes.
All right. Oh. We begin Sounds of Sunday with Titans Radio.
Oh,
old friend of ours made a play in this game.
The guy that does the play-by-play for the Titans is Gary Tanguay's doppelganger.
Oh, does it sound like him or just look like him?
It sounds like him and it looks like him. They could be twins.
McCown with pressure coming. Fires downfield. It is intercepted. Malcolm Butler.
Yes!
Malcolm Butler. The much maligned corner will not have to read anything bad in the papers tomorrow because he has his second INT with the Titans and his fourth career pick.
Pretty good. Only four career? Four career picks?
So he had two there, one in the Super Bowl. What the hell is the other?
That can't be right.
That doesn't make any sense.
I said four doesn't sound like a lot. You think it's too many. You think they gave him one extra?
He may have one extra.
Is that, that's not right. There's no way that's
he may
right.
He may have meant to say four career with the Titans.
Maybe against the Jets?
I don't know.
This music's funky.
How many picks does he have?
He has two this year. In Tennessee.
And he had eight with the Patriots, so he has 10.
Okay.
10. Regular season, he has 10.
Yeah.
That's odd. That's an odd thing for him to say. Okay, moving on. Seahawks radio.
Oh.
Long pick six for Bobby Wagner. You think the phrase pick six gets used here?
Slot left side. Seattle rushes three. Mullen throws to the middle. It's intercepted. Going the other way. He's out across the 30, the 40, midfield, down the far sidelines. Is he going to outrun everybody? He is. It's Bobby Wagner from the goal line. 99 yards. He lays down in the end zone. Somebody bring him oxygen. Bobby Wagner all the way the length of the field. The quarterback couldn't catch him. And Wagner will pin that picture on his wall. He is mic'd up and he is breathing hard.
It's a good call.
Take him.
That's
some,
a good call.
Oxygen.
That's pretty exciting. That's a good call.
Did you hear that place? That place shakes, man. That 12th man.
A little bit of us unicorn show points poke. Throwing random stuff out at the end.
What? He's going to put the picture on his
Shut
wall?
Jim.
Mic'd up.
That
is he mic'd up?
That's not in the same universe as
Who's
unicorns and show ponies.
You got jacked.
If you hear he's going to put the picture on the wall, he's mic'd up and he's breathing heavy. Those are all things you can understand.
Come on, man.
You yell, show pony, where's the beat? You're like, what does that even mean?
What? All the ear.
By the way, yeah. Malcolm Butler, 4 career picks against the Jets. There it is. All right.
There. Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, I thought he had more.
Cardinals radio. This is the go-ahead field goal late in Green Bay.
Nice.
Cardinals radio.
Ready for Zane Gonzalez, a 44-yard attempt. Trying to give them the lead late here in Lambeau. Snap. Andy Lee gets it down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Zane Gonzalez, 2 for 2 on field goals in his first game as a Cardinal. Signed this week by the club. And Arizona leads late in Lambeau. 1:41 to go. It's 20-17.
Oh, my goodness. The guts that it takes to drive the pig through. And Zane Gonzalez, never a doubt.
Kick that pig in the ass and send him on a ride.
The fortitude to kick a football.
I could have got a little bit more from the play-by-play guy on that.
The guts that it takes to drive the pig through.
And a little less on the color.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
The color those is two so need to, delayed.
Those two need to meet in the middle.
Jim, can we hear the Green Bay call that field goal again, please?
It was actually the next field goal, the attempt by Green Bay to tie it.
Okay.
This is to be a 49-yard field goal attempt. Mason Crosby, career-long 58, as Larry mentioned. 53 the long this season. Hunter Bradley on the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement. Kick end over end to the uprights. And it is no good.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no. And the Arizona Cardinals have defeated the Green Bay Packers 20-17. Oh, my.
Oh. That's enough to make you sick.
Oh, what a great line. Perfectly delivered.
That's when you know your season's over. Right there.
I got along with McCarthy.
Covering his team. Jesus, we got 4 games left of this. Can't wait till it's over.
All right. Let's move on to Patriots radio, shall we?
Ooh.
Bob Soucy, Scott Zolak.
Mm-hmm.
Moment of silence before the game. I don't know why we have sound of a moment of silence.
Listen to the guy in the background during the moment of silence.
Okay.
Take your hat off. I heard that, and I looked down in the section in front of us. There's maybe like 2 or 3 guys that have their hat on.
Yeah.
I hurry up and grab them and pull them off. Somebody's like, hey, take your hat off! Throw some respect!
Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
I second that.
What's more disrespectful, screaming during a moment of silence or keeping your hat on during a moment of silence?
The first one.
I'm going to police a moment of silence, everybody.
Right.
Been drinking all day. Take your hat off.
All right, a musical reference within the game yesterday between Bob Soucy. I don't know, a musical reference. Bob Soucy, Scott Zola. I'm sure it's Soucy making a musical reference here that Zoe didn't pick up on. I'm sure that's what it is.
Abdullah waits on the goal line to our right.
You know who this is, Bob? Singing?
Come on, Zoe. Patriots back in their nautical blue at home looking for an 11th straight.
You knew that was AC/DC, right?
A little TNT Dynamite? Is that...
Nope.
Well, I think it's Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. And Capel's pressing a button. He's right. He's right. It's Thunderstruck. I'm like, no. It's Thunderstruck.
And the nitroglycerin song, I believe it's called.
Capel, no, no. He's right.
Like, okay.
What was that?
Thunderstruck, bro.
Thunderstruck? Okay.
Thunderstruck.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. You're ready. All right. Please.
What? What?
Huh?
What? What was that? Hold on.
You're ready. All right.
Hey, man. Harry, Harry.
You're ready. All right. At least know it was
I'm right.
Decent.
Our producer, Mark Capella, says I'm right.
Yeah. No. Oh,
nope. Boy. Well, he's wrong, too.
Well, never. Capella's never wrong.
Good job, Sosa and Capello on that.
You ever talk to Capella? Capella's never wrong on anything.
That's true. Post-game press conference. Bob.
They only play Thunderstruck in that spot every game for the last, I don't know, 20 years.
How many times do you think Capella's heard it in that moment?
It doesn't matter. He says everything authoritatively. Like, yeah. It's
not,
what it is.
Not fact. Nope. Stop it. He got it right. Okay. Okay.
Not finally. Right.
Okay.
Post-game press conference. Bob Soski. Bob Soski.
Polish kid?
Yes. Our Polish play-by-play man, Bob Soski, asking a question to Devin McCourty.
Jason, in addition to Jason's...
Oh, sorry, I called James Devlin yesterday on the phone. So, Devlin.
Paul.
Right.
Jason, in addition to Jason's play, Jason.
How could you mix me up with Jason of all people?
I don't know how that could happen. J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, yes.
Just taking away from the Twins.
I'll tell you what. Nice job.
Serious, man. Mm-hmm.
Nice job by Sosi trying to cover up that he screwed up the name.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did the... Jason, play it again.
Jason,
He threw in a useless in addition to Jason, mm-hmm. really, that didn't have anything to do with anything, other, because the question was about J.C. Jackson.
Oh, that's like Brady's.
I thought it was a good job smoothing it over.
Yeah. He's got a faker laugh than Brady does. He's going to kill him.
No, what's wrong with this?
That's creepy.
He's going to kill us.
It's like an embalming laugh. Like,
Sosi is going to kill us.
Oh, he was going to kill me on...
He's going to kill somebody. He's going to really kill
He was going to kill me on Friday night and then again yesterday, but I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Army-Navy game this weekend.
That's it. Sounds Sunday. All
nice. Play. Thank you.
Poor Bob. First day here. One of the first days here. Taking him around press box. He's shaking some hands. And, of course, the Navy stuff comes up. Oh, well, the Army-Navy. I've always wanted to go to an Army-Navy game. One of the press tells him. Maybe we could drive down to that game together one day. Bob's like, sure, absolutely. It'd be a very nice ride. And I'm like, no. I had a long talk with Bob after that. He's creepy. Some of these creepy people. You know, like something about Mary, we're driving down south, and say 8-minute abs, 7's magic number. That'd be one of those moments. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you'd make it past New Haven with him. No way.
Why?
I'd kill him at New Year. I'd kill him around exit 67. And I think I'd just attempt to dump the body around 42 where that hot dog place is.
You just stick him in the back seat with an iPad. He won't bother you. Give him a juice box.
I see lick in the window.
Some goldfish crackers.
He'd
be all right.
Guys licking the window back there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.